You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, a troubled heart. Let's take a look at Psalms 25, 17, and 18. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. John 14 and 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So here we can see in Psalms, David is crying out to God, and he's addressing his troubled heart. His heart is in distress. It has no peace. He's noticing, you know, he's talking to God about his enemies. He's looking outward what's going on around him. In his current situation, he's looking what's going on around him, and it's putting him in a place where his heart is troubled. And he's reflecting on, forgive me for my sins. So he's looking and seeing his enemies are rising up against him. And sometimes you can have situations in life where you're looking at what's going on around you outwardly and allowing those things that you see going on around you to affect what's going on inward. And David allowed what he was seeing at the moment. His heart was in a place that had no peace. His heart was in a place it was troubled because of the current situation that he was in. And then in the book of John, when Jesus is speaking, he's given a word sharing, letting it be known, peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So sometimes in life we can deal with certain situations, deal with certain things, or be faced with certain circumstances. And in that moment, there feels like there is no peace. In that moment, it feels like it's too much to bear. In that moment, if we have false expectations, and things don't go according to the way that we thought they should turn out or wanted them to turn out, if we had not come into a situation really looking at it for what it really is and wanted to make it what we wanted it to be, there could be great disappointment. And so the heart could be troubled. The heart could be in a place of being distressed. And then sometimes fear. Fear of what's next. Fear of, because you may be in an unfamiliar place, this is not what you thought it would be. And now fear is what's troubling the heart. Fear of moving forward. Fear of having to make hard decisions. Fear of what if this doesn't work. Fear, no matter what that fear may be. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So these things that come are not things that should trouble the heart, but they should put us in a place to remind us that peace is in Christ Jesus, knowing that he's already won the battle, our sins have already been forgiven, the enemy has already been defeated, and no matter what has shown his head in this moment, if we remind ourselves of the word of God, remembering that peace is our portion, remembering we are told, Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So as a believer in Christ, when things are contributing factors to trying to make one stress, to trying to make one toss and turn over what is out of your control, these are all elements, ingredients of leading towards a troubled heart. And here's my moment of transparency. I've been there. There have been things in my life, experiences that I've had, that I allowed in the moment to put me in a place because it was unfamiliar, because I didn't know what was going to be next, what now type of attitude or what now type of outlook. And it caused my heart to be troubled. False expectations. I've experienced that, which caused my heart to be troubled. Looking at outward situations, looking at the outward thing, looking at a situation outwardly instead of looking within. Instead of me looking at, look, I already know what God's word says, and I already know what God has already done for me or what God can do for me, because something presented itself like it was a major thing. I allowed that thing in that moment to trouble my heart. And I had to cry out to God as the tears rolled down my face. Cry out to God. And God reminded me of his word. And that peace that began to come over me just by knowing he loves me so much to give me the word that's needed in that moment, that he's given me his peace and to not let my heart be troubled. So I know what it's like. And I want to encourage you. If and when you find yourself in a situation where life has come to visit, where things around you are not what you would like for them to be or what you have envisioned for them to be, trust God and remember, it is not part of his purpose for our hearts to be troubled. Peace is our portion. And when we don't understand, and when it's all unfamiliar, we go to him, cast our cares, trust him, and have faith to believe that he knew whatever it is would come. Therefore, we can have peace no matter what it is we may be dealing with in that moment. So there's no need to have a troubled heart. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that may be listening, God, that if they're in a place of having a troubled heart, God, I cast out fear. I cast out doubt. I cast out deep hurt. I cast out, God, the spirit of frustration in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you, Father, to give them your peace. And I speak right now, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us there is no law. And Lord, continue to lead and guide as they be reminded of what your word says. As they are reminded in the moment when they're faced with challenges, in the moment where they're faced with adversity, in the moment, Lord, when it seems like things are being turned upside down, I ask you, Father, to just be, let them be reminded not to have a troubled heart, but be reminded that peace is their portion, and to trust you, casting their cares to you and trusting you along the way. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.